This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Metro Denver has Colorado's first confirmed outbreaks of COVID-19 in childcare facilities. State data show one center in Westminster has confirmed cases among two employees and an attendee, but it's not clear if the attendee is a child. Another facility in Centennial has two staff members who've been diagnosed with the disease. Childcare centers have reopened statewide with rules in place for social distancing and cleaning. Colorado home prices dipped slightly last month as the pandemic halted real estate showings. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Statewide, real estate values were down in April compared to March, says the Colorado Association of Realtors. But it could have been worse. Prices were still up over a year ago. Mountain Town saw the biggest decline in activity, the association found. In Vail, transactions plunged more than 50% compared to last year. The governor ordered ski resorts closed to prevent the spread. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Vehicle emissions testing resumes tomorrow in Colorado, with officials urging some motorists to take advantage of a grace period. Officials say motorists whose registrations expired in March or April should get their inspections as soon as possible, but registrations that expire this month can wait until June. Some motorists have been granted a 60-day extension on vehicle renewals because of COVID-19. 60 degrees, it's windy in Denver, 70 in Colorado Springs, 77 and partly cloudy in Grand Junction. Thunderstorms in the forecast tonight for the Front Range. This is CPR News.